Yo, what up? Welcome to the Spaceline 9000 podcast with your boy DJ MDB, aka Marcus B. What's good? So today we're going to be talking about the latest and greatest of the NBA offseason free agent moves. Now, Kawhi Leonard, the biggest free agent out there, other than KD and Kyrie, of course, has signed with the Los Angeles Clippers. Yes, not the Lakers, the Clippers. Now, I say that to say, Kawhi, why? What are you thinking? What could you possibly be thinking going to the Clippers? Now, I know the Clippers have a decent bench. You know, they have a mixture of good young guys and some veterans, but I don't think that was the right move for Kawhi. I really don't. Like, you have LeBron. You have Anthony Davis. And you pick Paul George over LeBron James and Anthony Davis. Oh, I forgot to mention that Paul George also got traded from the Thunder to the Los Angeles Clippers. Now, also, Paul George, he's burned us. Us meaning the Lakers. I'm going to clarify first and foremost, I am a Los Angeles Lakers fan. I've been so since 1998. I'm not a new fan, not a bandwagon fan. I've been here through the greatest and the darkest times, man. So anybody who ever questions my Laker loyalty, man, check my track record, please. That's all I got to say. Like, Paul George, Kawhi Leonard, why are you passing up the greatest franchise in modern American sports? I don't understand it. We've laid down the foundation through Magic Johnson, through Shaq, through Kobe. Like, there's a winning foundation. There's no franchise since the 80s who has more rings since than the Lakers. We have 10 championships. The next best is the Bulls with 6. And that's Jordan. That's just Jordan. So that tells you the Lakers know what they're doing. At least we have an inkling of how to build a winner, how to build a championship. Like, Kawhi, this is your chance to continue your legacy winning. Because, you know, you went to the wrong LA team, bro. That's all I got to say. Because I've seen it before with Shaq and Kobe. I've seen it before with Kobe and Powell. And Andrew Bynum to a lesser degree. But he was a big part of those championships, don't get me wrong. So, I think that Kawhi made a big mistake. He could have been the Andrew Bynum type, that third piece, the extra piece that gets us over the hump. Because really, that's real. As good as Kawhi is, he's no LeBron James. As good as Kawhi is, he's no Anthony Davis. Like, let's be real about this, folks. One thing LeBron James and Anthony Davis have in common, besides having a gold medal, is they're both number one freaking picks in the NBA draft. Number one overall picks, to say that. So, I think Kawhi made a mistake. And another free agent move that was done, another major to me at least, Boogie Cousins signed with the Lakers for 1 year, $3.5 million. Greatest move he could have ever done. Now, like I previously just said, with Kobe, Powell, and Drew Bynum, they were a three-headed monster. Kobe had outside. They both had Twin Towers on the inside, getting boards, putting back, throwing back out to Kobe, throwing it out back at the Vucevic, throwing it back out to Fisher. We had a squad. We had Shannon Brown. Like, we just need those comparable type role players to get the job done. And I think a winner like Rajon Rondo can get that done, running the point. I think we got dudes coming off the bench who can try to get that done, like JaVale McGee. We got guys like KCP. We got a decent squad. And I can't forget the boy Kyle Kuzma. Like, people sleep on the fact that they kept Kyle Kuzma. Kyle Kuzma is a very integral part of the future of the Los Angeles Lakers. And I'm going to tell you why. He is an integral part of the future of the Lakers because out of all the young guys, they kept him. Mr. Kyle Kuzma from Flint, Michigan. They kept you over Lonzo Ball. They kept you over Brandon Ingram. They kept you over all these young assets. Now we need you to show up, man. You get to learn under the tutelage another season of LeBron James. You get to learn under AD. You get to learn under Boogie. Like, I don't know what more you could ask for a young player to get that development. You have two of the best big men in the game and LeBron James, just to say the least. And I say all that to say, again, do you guys remember the last time DeMarcus Cousins played with Anthony Davis? The man was an all-star. People forget about Boogie Cousins, that he's perennial. A perennial all-star. The man has made every single all-star team since 2014, other than this season where he only played 20, like something games, like 30 games. But before his injury, the man was averaging 25. When he went to the Pelicans, the man was averaging 24 with Anthony Davis. Anthony Davis was averaging 28 points with Boogie. Anthony Davis has been scoring 28 points per game for the past 2 or 3 years. Anthony Davis is ready. Anthony Davis is ready to show up and get a ring. Anthony Davis is ready for that next tier player to step up. No slight to Drew Holiday, but Drew Holiday ain't it. I'm sorry. He's not a top tier NBA point guard. Yeah, he's solid. He's a solid, great point guard. I'm not in the NBA, so I can't really say he's not a good player or not. But as far as NBA, I have an eye for the NBA, and I think that Drew Holiday ain't it as far as Anthony Davis. Like, Anthony Davis needs a better distributor for him to even drop. Anthony Davis could easily be a 30 point per game scorer with LeBron James. He's done that with Boogie. LeBron could sacrifice not dropping 30. LeBron James has averaged 28 points the last three seasons himself. 27, 28 points. Now, Boogie's last healthy season, he averaged 25. He's decently healthy right now. So all he got to do is come into LA, suit up, play his role, get buckets, get boards, and play with LeBron. Play with AD. All you got to do, you play with Kuz. Like, we got a great team. People are asleep because they think that because we didn't get Kawhi, that we're not gonna win the championship. Kawhi went to the Clippers. I'm gonna ask all of you, how many championships have the Clippers won? I'll give you a second. Zero. They won zero championships over their history. The Clippers have won nothing. The Lakers have 16 ships. 16. So, this season is a very important season. LeBron James has a contract. You're coming up after this season. We got AD to re-sign. We got DeMarcus Cousins. We have a good chance at winning the championship this year with the Warriors not being at full strength. So, I think that we will be at least in the Western Conference Finals competing for a championship. I think that we will be one of the top teams throughout the whole season. I think that we could possibly win 60-65 games. Even with load management, even with people missing games with injuries. Like, say LeBron gets hurt again. We have AD. We have Boogie. I just mentioned to y'all, the last time AD and Boogie played together, AD averaged 28 points per game. Boogie averaged 25 points per game. He was a top-tier all-star in the year he tore his Achilles. That's all I'm going to let y'all know. That's all I'm going to say. That's all I have to say. And I'm going to have another podcast on more free agency moves, but I wanted to get this out on the Lakers because that's who I care about the most. That's where my loyalty lies in the NBA. Everybody who knows me knows I'm a Lakers fan through and through. Therefore, I believe we're going to win the championship. All biased. But even if you look at the best rosters, historically, the Lakers have always had them. This has been a low for the past 4 or 5 years, but we coming back strong. We got AD, we got LeBron, we got Boogie. So, that's all you need to know. That's all you need to know. We coming back strong. We coming back with a vengeance. LeBron James is winning MVP, I guarantee you that. We're going to come back and play this podcast. We're going to be like, oh my God, he's a wizard. This man is Houdini. This man is Miss Cleo. He predicted the freaking future. Yes, I did. So, the Lakers win the championship. LeBron win the MVP. And AD win the finals MVP. Thank you for tuning in. I will catch y'all on the flip side. This has been the Space Jam. Space Land 9000 podcast with your boy, DJ MDB. Let's get it.